Memorial Day weekend will kick off the high season for tourists in New York City, and this summer there are more hotel options than ever before. From the Opera House Hotel in the Bronx to the soon-to-open Pod Hotel in Brooklyn, more than 13,000 hotel rooms are under construction. And with all those hotels opening, it's helping to keep prices down. In the first part of this year, the average room costs $204 a night. That's about $8 less than last year. Reporter Julie Satow takes a closer look.
I'm with the developer Mark Gordon, who's taking me on a tour of his latest project, the Baccarat Hotel and Residences.
Basically, this is the what we call the Grand Salon. This is the living room of the hotel. You know, I think this is one of the greatest rooms in all of Manhattan, if not the U.S.
We're standing in the second floor lobby, where guests are chatting in hushed voices amidst a deluge of Baccarat crystal, from the champagne flutes to the ornate vases filled with flowers. Even the walls are made of what looks like undulating glass.
You have a custom-designed curtain wall here that was fabricated exclusively for this building. It really is an incredibly beautiful prismatic glass.
The Baccarat, where rooms go for $1,500 a night, is an imposing tower that sits above a public library in Midtown. It's one of 80 hotels that are under construction, and that's a turnaround since the recession when hotels weren't getting built. And before that, during the real estate bubble, hotels were being turned into condos.
New York City, from a development perspective, is just hot, hot, hot.
That's Jan Freitag, who's with STR, which analyzes the hotel industry. He says that the number of rooms being built in New York City is the same as Houston, Miami, and Chicago combined.
Basically building a whole new city of hotels within New York City.
Most of these hotels won't be dripping in crystal like the Baccarat. In fact, just four are supposed to be super luxurious. The rest are lower priced, and combined with additional supply from Airbnb, that's keeping room rates down. By New York standards, anyway. That's welcome news for a lot of foreigners, because for the first time in years, America is expensive, especially for Europeans. A strong dollar has meant that visiting the Statue of Liberty or the World Trade Center Memorial has suddenly become a very costly proposition.
What's your name?
John.
And you're from Hamburg?
I'm English, but I live in Hamburg with my wife.
I found John walking around Times Square with his wife and their friend Keto. They had just arrived and were looking to do some shopping, but they were finding it was really expensive.
It's not good for us. No, it's very expensive, really, now. We were here 2 years ago, and it was much better. We get better value for the money that we spend here.
Despite tourists like John having to penny pinch, the city says it isn't worried. They say that foreigners plan their trips months in advance, so unless it stays expensive for a sustained period, Europeans will still flock here. But just to make sure, the city's official tourism arm, NYC & Co., is proudly proclaiming its latest campaign. Christopher Haywood is the agency spokesman.
New York City also this summer will be launching a new Free in NYC initiative. So we will be focusing more on all of the low cost and free activity. And our message is simple. New York City doesn't have to be expensive.
He says that while they're rolling out this new push, New York City is still on target to host just over 58 million visitors this year. And that would be a record. And that's good news because there's sure to be enough hotel rooms to house them. For WNYC, I'm Julie Satow.